Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm broadcasting to you live from Fairbanks, Alaska, and we are going to be, well, going to different parts of the country. We're going to be talking with Ariel and Shia Kane today about how to create a magical relationship. You think you're stuck? Think something needs a pickup in your relationship with that special person in your life? Well, we have some things to share with you today. Ariel and Shia, welcome to the show.
Thank you
so much, Donna. Now, what part of the country are you in?
We're in New Jersey.
So you are in New Jersey now. The two of you just finished being, what was it, in Puerto Rico? Where were you?
Well, we were working in Costa Rica. That's where we were when you originally contacted us, doing our retreats there.
We do 1 week long immersion courses in transformation in Costa Rica when it's cold in most other parts of the country.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't blame you for that. It's a beautiful part of the world. Now, both of you have been involved in writing and communication. You're best-selling and award-winning authors. You have been radio hosts yourself. You do your own seminars, which you just mentioned. But you really have a love of interacting with people. How did this all come about? And the two of you have been together for how long?
26 years.
26 years.
Yeah, so it just keeps getting better and more intimate, I have to say.
Well, that is fabulous. So this is something, when you're talking about it, you're saying, if we can do it, you can do it.
That's exactly it, Donna. If we can do it, if it can work for us, it can work for anybody, but it could work for you.
Now, give us a little bit of background how the two of you met 26 years ago.
Well, I first laid eyes on Shia when he was leading a seminar about dissolving upsets. However, we first started dating maybe a year after that, after he started coming to a chiropractic office I was working at. We were flirting for a while, and then eventually we went out, and after the first date, that was it. We were, it was just a process of elimination, allowing other people to fall away, and we've been together ever since.
Why is it you felt that it was important for you to share with others what you have learned in your own relationship? I mean, most people wouldn't even give that a consideration. They think it's too private, too intimate. Why did you think differently?
Well, first off, we learned most of what we learned about relationship and leading our workshops over the last 20 years because we work together. You know, we're 24/7 together. Our offices out of our home. We spend a lot of time together.
And as we worked with people, and we worked around the country working health expos, showing up at places, and people often came up to us and said, "Oh, there, you guys are those relationship people." And that's when it started to occur to us that maybe there was something different about the way we were relating, because we were never leading courses at that time on relationships.
No, we were leading courses on instantaneous transformation, discovering how to get into the current moment of your life and live in this moment rather than worrying about the future or the past. And most people's relationships are rehashes of the past, day in, day out, and it never allows for forgiveness and compassion and those things that people need in order to maintain a healthy relationship.
And you know, Donna, after working with people for more than 20 years, I would say a lot of the challenges people have are so universal. So when you say a lot of people would think that their lives were much too private or intimate, I find that there's really nothing that needs to be hidden. Of course, there's appropriate. You don't talk about certain things with the children. You wouldn't necessarily walk into a party and talk about your sex life. But the process or things that have happened in our relationship, we started as normally stressed, bickering, and we discovered the way through that. And if it can work for us, why not have other people not have to have the long, arduous road that we had. People have been writing us, telling us that when they have read our book, they've had instantaneous shifts in their ability to relate with themselves and their partners, and I guess that was really our dream.
And How to Create a Magical Relationship was recently re-released by McGraw-Hill. It won the Nautilus Book Award last year for the best relationship and men-women issue book that the Nautilus Book Award had.
And, well, that's exciting.
It was exciting.
It was. It was a real honor, too, which we didn't even realize how difficult it is to win that award. If we tried, we probably couldn't. It just that our book was submitted and won. But that book came from our experience. It's not theory. It's more a text in allowing people to dissolve unwanted mechanical behaviors that really sour relationship.
You have a statement in here, and Shia, this was something that you experienced. You all of a sudden one day decided that you were finished with working on yourself. You just had it. You weren't going to do that anymore. And that had a tremendous effect on your relationship at the time, because the two of you stopped warring with each other, stopped bickering over things. What was it that inspired you to just say, this is it, this is my package, this is who I am. I'm not going to worry about trying to please everybody in the world or try to be Mr. Superman. What was it that made you change like that?
Well, you must realize that I am now a man of 68 years. So we're talking about 20 years ago, when I was in my late 40s, I had been taking workshops, leading workshops, since I was 32 years old. And the last workshop that Ariel and I attended together was a six-month-long, 24-hour-a-day, seven-day-a-week workshop at a meditation center in northern Italy, where we had spent the better part of 2 years taking workshops.
Holy Moses!
And yep. Yeah, so you know, I was somewhat workshopped out, but we were reading from a book about a Zen master, and I was, I looked and I realized that I was living my life the way they were describing in that book. And I said to Ariel, you know, I'm really done. Working on myself is not where it's at. I could only be exactly as I am, so why am I trying to fix or change what isn't really broken? And when I realized that, there was this shift that took place in an instant where I stopped picking on myself, stopped thinking I should have or I could have or I should have done this or that. And everything was perfect. And in that instant, Donna, I stopped picking on Ariel as well, because when you stop picking on yourself, you stop picking on anybody who's related to you. And there was a profound, instantaneous shift that people who had known us for years when we were on the self-help circuit said, what are you doing now? This really works. Tell us. Come to our company. Come and, you know, talk mm-hmm. to my friends. That's how we started leading workshops.
Well, I really liked one of the statements in your book, and it says, no matter where you go, there you are. And that is something I can remember being said to me many, many years ago, that having integrity with yourself is something, when you learn that, you really have a sense of freedom, because you're doing just what you said. You don't need to go through the shoulda, woulda, coulda. You're just right where you are, and you accept where you are. And if you need to make a change, then you're aware of that change, and it's not, gee, you're a bad person because of this. It's just, well, I don't need this part of me anymore, and I just let it go. The being present, that who you are goes wherever you go, and getting rid of the mask, that is a major challenge.
Well, I think part of why our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, has been so well received is that we encourage people to read it not as a self-help book, but read it almost as a dime store novel, in that if you can treat the whole conversation lightly, and bring awareness. I think there are just so many simple little things that have never occurred to people. Here's an example. Monday night we were leading a course in New York City, and a woman came walking down the street. She heard Shia's voice, and there was something in him saying thank you to somebody that turned her right around. She looked at our information on the door. She asked if she could come in. She came for the evening group we were doing. She came back a week later and told us, and I was so impressed with her honesty, that she'd been fighting with her husband that whilst they lived in the same house, they had not spoken to each other for a month and a half.
Boy, gazelles.
Yeah, really. It was really, you know, that's very embattled, much more than the norm. But, you know, I'm sure it happens with people. And she heard what we had to say about the difference between being right and being alive and keeping lists of transgressions with yourself and with your partner. We weren't even particularly talking about relationship. And she went home and she just was with her husband, and she said they were intimate. She dropped the list. She realized that she was carrying the past and she could just start over, which is also something we talk about in How to Create a Magical Relationship. And things with her are wonderful. And it happened in an instant. It doesn't have to take time.
And it certainly does not require you working on yourself or your partner to have a brilliant relationship. It happens out of your being with another person, not out of doing things to try to improve what you can't do anything about in this moment anyway. See, our book is based in three simple ideas. The first of which is anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life or your relationship. So if you resist something about your partner, that's all you end up seeing, those things you don't like.
Good point.
Yeah. The second idea is that in this current moment of now, you can only be exactly where you are and as you are in this moment. See, and there are many, many moments. They go pretty quick, like instantaneously. So where you are in your life, in your relationship, is the only way it could be, because this is the way it's gotten. And if you see it, that's the second idea. And the third one is if you see the way your relationship is functioning without judging it as good or bad or right or wrong or needing to improve anything, but just see it, that's enough for that behavior to complete itself in the instant that you see it. It's based in awareness, a non-judgmental seeing of anything.
It's a fascinating perspective of trusting and releasing in the moment, just allowing things to be. Let's talk about two points that you have in your book,
okay,
which I think just about everybody can relate to that's listening to the show today. Hidden agendas and also inherited traits. This is something, my gracious, I have in my counseling and in my personal experience, inherited traits. Sometimes I just observe people and I go, yep, they belong to that group. They belong to that family. This is it. I mean, it's just like the cloning cycle has gone through and all of these things seemingly are passed along. It's a fascinating observation. But let's talk about hidden agendas, because so many times, and I was just talking with someone yesterday that was dealing with hidden agendas with a spouse, and they could feel it. They said it was just so overpowering sometimes, it was just suffocating to them. Let's address that perspective.
Well, I think, it's so funny you're asking, Donna, because today Shai and I were talking with a lady. Her name is Christiane. She won't mind us saying it because she was actually on our radio show today, and we talked about it quite a bit. And it was so apparent, everything she had to say was proving that her husband was the reason they were having difficulties with their finances and difficulties in their life. And what we were encouraging her to do is to get interest. She kept saying, oh, well, I don't want to do that. And
mm-hmm.
What we were encouraging her is to get interested in how she did want to do it and how everything, you know, emails. Email, I don't know if you remember this email, Donna, the I love you email that went out and crashed a lot of people's computers. It said I love you. People clicked it. And when they opened it, they downloaded a virus into their computer, and they killed their computers. And I think lots of communications people have may be straightforward, like, wow, I'd like to make more money. But embedded is this attachment that's, I'd like to make more money, and, you know, it's my jerk of a husband's fault that we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, this game of awareness is important.
So if your agenda is to, and it may even be hidden from you, to prove your partner wrong, well, they, if you pick on yourself, they'll pick on them. But if they were foolish enough to marry you when you're picking on yourself, then they are wrong. And then everything's about proving how foolish they are because they like you.
Mm-hmm. So if we talk about awareness again, this third principle of instantaneous transformation, a non-judgmental seeing, in a certain respect, it's an active interest, getting actively interested in all the things that you have been hiding from yourself.
And that's, I think, a gift. When you do that for yourself, when you gift yourself with that willingness to be open about your talents, your abilities, and not from a point of comparison with someone else, but when you can do that, it just gifts everybody around you.
Well, it sure makes everybody's life easier.
You mentioned something else. You said hidden agendas, and what was the other thing?
Inherited traits.
Yeah, our approach, Donna, is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we're not really interested in fixing or changing anybody. We're interested in noticing how it is that people function. And human beings are cultural animals. They're communal. There are 7 billion of us on the planet. We live in cities and tribes and religious organizations and cultures. And so we fit into the culture that we come from. And in that, we learn everything that the culture has to offer. And anything that the culture does not have to offer doesn't exist to an initiate into that culture. It doesn't exist for someone who's brought up in a culture, say, I remember hearing that when Columbus first came to the New World, there were Indians that could not see his ships because they did not have the concept ship. So there was no context in which to hold this thing that showed up there. And they only saw it as ripples on the horizon initially.
Mm-hmm.
That's because there was no idea of it even being existent. Well, the possibility of merely seeing a behavior pattern and that being enough to have it dissolve and lose its power over your life, that's what we're talking about. That with instantaneous transformation, it's possible. We have this idea that it takes two to fight and one to end the fight, and it always has to be you.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not the norm. Most people think a relationship is a 50-50 deal. And our relationship is 100% Ariel's responsibility. From her point of view.
I like how you flipped that in.
I got you, didn't I?
I like how you're a good guy.
My responsibility from my point of view. It's not a 50-50 deal.
Now, that was good. That was really good. You slid that in so sweetly. That's absolutely cool.
You know what? It's true. It really is my responsibility from my point of view and his responsibility from his point of view.
And that's a good way to think. That really is a very good way to think because then you don't carry all the garbage.
And it's about having fun rather than being serious. See, initially, Ariel and I got together because we were both on a search for enlightenment. We wanted to be free of the shackles of the cultures we grew up in. We wanted to be really independent in our lives. And the reality of it was that for the first number of years, we were not independent from our culture at all. We were only independent in resistance to it, but that doesn't make you independent.
Mm-hmm.
What happened when I realized that I could only be exactly as I was in that moment, there was this incredible shift that took place where we stopped working on ourselves to try to fix what we think we needed to do. See, most people's lives are in reaction to their upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that they're living their life. They're not living the lives their parents or their church prescribed.
Right. Now, you've got a story in here that I just loved. I thought it was so cool. It's about Becky and Jake. And they, you know, it's chicken soup. And I just thought this was so cool because I can totally relate to this. I had a personal experience with a friend that just, his story was so similar to this. And so for my audience, they need to know about this. Jake would talk to Becky and he would say, Becky, your chicken soup is good, but it's not as good as my mother's. Now, I'm sure there are people out there that have heard statements like this from their spouses. Oh, my Aunt Lily could make this. You couldn't do it. You can't fix it. You can't even get close to it. So she's working so hard. Every time she makes this is one of her desired achievements, to make the best soup. Well, she ends up having a mess in her laundry room, and she comes back. The soup was burnt. She couldn't take the care of getting another chicken. I just love this. I mean, she has had a disastrous day. This woman is just thinking, well, that's it. Divorce time. This guy's going to come in. I haven't been able to fix decent chicken soup. And she just said, okay. She served him this burnt soup. And he yells at her, calls to her, and says, Becky, get in here right away. Well, of course, she's expecting. Gee whiz, it's terrible. What he says is, Becky, this soup, finally, it's just like my mother's. I mean, this is terrible. His mother was a lousy cook.
That chapter was entitled, What is Love?
Yes.
And I love that because we're often looking for extras because it came along with love in a childhood, but it's certainly not the optimum.
Oh, yes. Why is it that, and I'm going to toss this out, maybe this is being a little bit of a female chauvinist, but why is it that so frequently men always want to tell the women what to do? You've got a chapter in here, Don't Tell Me What to Do. And immediately the picture comes in, the woman with her hands on the hips, or the husband with his hand on his hip, both of them saying, don't tell me what to do. Let's discuss that for a minute.
Well, you know, I think you maybe are being a female chauvinist. It's entirely possible that a lot of your clientele are women and you really are grappling with it from their perspective. But I am absolutely certain that women are really unaware of how often they are putting demands and demanding from their partner to do things.
Oh, yes, it's on both sides of the fence. Absolutely. Absolutely on both sides of the fence. But
you
I just
know,
thought I'd throw the female version out.
Our relationship is rather unique because we don't have prescribed jobs other than Ariel does the emails because I don't type. Because
uh-huh.
I'm severely dyslexic.
So it's only from
practical, pragmatic reasons is it that I don't type, because I can only type around 4 words a minute. So it would really not be good.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That
but,
makes sense.
Other than that, it's mainly a dance. And one of the things that Shai and I have, and we talk about this in How to Create a Magical Relationship, the difference between surrender and succumb, where a person, if somebody makes a request of you, surrender, our definition of it, is where you go about engaging in whatever the request is as if it were your idea in the first place with the intention of loving the experience. So one of the things is that when Shai and I ask things of each other, we treat it as if Shai asks me to come down and do something if I'm working up in the office, it's not like, oh, it's an interruption he's asking me. It's I go down as if that was an impulse from myself and vice versa. So there's this incredible dance. If you don't resist being told what to do, life gets easy.
If you say yes to the requests that life makes of you, life becomes very easy. But most of us don't like being told what to do, but we go ahead and do it anyway at sacrifice.
Like begrudging.
Begrudging. We keep lists of, well, last time we went to his movie, this time I want to go to my movie.
Right.
Or I took out the lawn, I did the laundry, I took out the garbage, he should walk the dog.
Yeah.
But you see, we don't have a dog, so it makes it easy.
Well, both of you are absolutely delightful. With the little bit of time we have left, I want to make a comment. You have a chapter on the gender war.
Yes.
And I really agree with this. I am so wary of the male-female deal where there's all of these labels attached, and I've just, you know, like with a job environment, to me, it's always, if you're qualified, who cares whether you're male, female, or an alien from outer space? If you can do it, you do it. Let's get rid of this stuff. But it's really hard to, sometimes, for people to understand there doesn't need to be a gender war. That's not a requirement. But it is a learning curve, a willingness to be able to shed some things that have been culturally ingrained, just so many various things that people buy into, they seem to think they have to hang on to. Look at all this junk that's going on throughout the world because of what people think this is what they're supposed to do, and it doesn't fit anymore. It doesn't. It's not necessary, but yet they do it.
Well, I think it's even more than that they don't realize they're not supposed to. They don't even realize they've been enculturated in it. I went yesterday to my exercise coach. We do Pilates and gyro, it's a couple of machines, and I had a private lesson with the lady who is the owner of the company, and I was telling her about somebody who had been supportive to Shia and she automatically assumed that it was a he. And she said, oh, that's so nice that he did that for you, because this person was a consultant. And the thing is, and here she is, she's a business owner. And I think that one of the things is, first, we've said it a few times in the show, you've got to have a sense of humor about how your mind is wired. It's not personal to you. It's just been wired in there. And the second thing is to get interested in all the times you make gender assumptions.
Oh, yes.
And then it becomes really fun because you can get caught all the time. Like when our another lady business over one night came to our groups and she was talking about the plumber. And then she said, so the plumber came in and then she got out her wrench and I was like, oh my. How many of us assumed it was a man? And we all had.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
I have a parting bit of wisdom. That is, to not ask your girlfriends, if you're a woman, or your boyfriends, if you're a man, for coaching in relationship unless they got a great one.
Good point. It's like anything else in life. You want
because
to be able to have those
yes.
It's kind of like getting financial advice from somebody who has no money.
That's right.
Right. That's very, very true. Well, you're a delightful couple. Your book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, is filled with wonderful, wonderful stories, and that chicken soup story I think is priceless. I just love it. And then there's three simple ideas that will instantaneously change your love life. But the love life is
transform.
Right. Transform.
Your love life.
There you go. There we
change
go.
Change and transformation are very different.
Uh-huh.
I really, really appreciate you having us
yes.
on.
It's been a delight.
I hope your listeners will come visit us on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Okay, transformationmadeeasy.com.
Yep.
Well, we've got that. Again, this is Ariel and Shia Kane. And again, transformationmadeeasy.com is their website. Stop by, visit if that is of interest to you. Their book is delightful, How to Create a Magical Relationship. Thank you both so much.
Donna,
hey,
it's been an honor.
You.
Really.
Thank you very much.
Have a fabulous life, and who knows, we may be able to cross paths again.
Thanks.
That would be lovely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we'll have more good things to share. Again, go to transformationmadeeasy.com. Ariel and Shia Kane. This is Donna Sebo. We will be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTab Health Shoes. These funky looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you, with 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Event Center. Show information at nwwomenshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo broadcasting to you from Fairbanks, Alaska, and it's been snowing outside. It's so pretty. It's absolutely beautiful. But if you're like so many of us that have seen a lot of cold weather, you're saying, oh, I want spring to get here. Well, in the Pacific Northwest, our rhodies are blooming. The crocus are just bursting through the ground with so much energy and enthusiasm, and they have these wonderful, bright, cheerful colors. So it's really nice. Spring is coming in. I believe that it's going to happen. It happens every year, doesn't it? Well, I want you to know, I'm up here in Fairbanks. You can still talk to me, regardless, due to the miracle of technology. So here are the telephone numbers. You can call in to 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and that's our worldwide number. Now, if you've never called in before, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and of course, I'd love to know where you're calling in from. then let me tell you what I perceive, and after that, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. So again, toll free for the next half hour, 877-876-5227. Canadian, 888-815-9756. Now, I wanted to tell you, tomorrow we had scheduled a pet expert who was going to be on the show with us, but her mother passed away yesterday, and I got a long-distance call saying, Donna, I'm going to be doing the funeral for my mom on Thursday. So we're going to be rescheduling Dr. Pomerantz next month. However, the phone lines will be open for a full hour tomorrow. So this is just to give you a heads up on that. And then we're going to be talking about a man who has written a phenomenal book called Race to the Sea. And it has been such an experience. This man, this is his autobiography. We're going to be talking about marine biology. We're going to be talking about the changes that have occurred worldwide. This man has been involved with the natural environment since he was a small child, and his career has just been phenomenal. And now, as a mature individual, he's sharing what he has learned, what he's seen change for the good and change for the bad. So anyway, that's coming up on Friday. Dynamic. I'm really looking forward to it. So let's go to our first caller today, show you how it's done. And if you want to call in, don't forget the number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Hi, this is Donna. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is G, and I'm calling from San Diego.
From San Diego, California.
California. Yeah.
Oh, just a beautiful place. All right, Dee, when I'm looking at you, the first thing I'm getting is it's like there's a little bit of a tear coming out of the right eye, a little bit of a sniffle, sadness, and then all of a sudden it's as if, well, I've had enough of that nonsense, and poof, off it goes. So whatever has been sort of keeping you in the doldrums, where you're feeling a little bit vulnerable, it's not going to last long at all. You're a very practical woman. You are really able to relate. Your intuitive skills are so good.
Thank you.
Want to encourage you to nurture them, to just be aware of them. There's no special magic formula here. It is just becoming acquainted with the language of your own mind and then utilizing it. But when I'm watching you and I am observing all of this, I feel as if I'm really wanting to move forward, but it's like somebody's put glue on the bottom of my pants and I'm stuck to the chair. Well, I want to say if you have to, just get out of the pants. Unzip them, boom. Unbutton them, get out of them. This is how easy it's going to be, and you're going to figure this out. You are so practical that when you allow this side of yourself to just demonstrate, then you just move on within. You don't carry a lot of garbage in your life. And this is good, but for some reason, you feel like you've got to keep holding on to something. And your practical self is saying, I don't have time for this nonsense. So follow this side of yourself. It's very practical. It doesn't mean you're not caring. It doesn't mean that you are unfeeling in any way, shape, or form. It just means you have this marvelous ability just to let go. Just something that's inside of you. And it is a wonderful gift to have. A lot of people do not know how to let that gift be. So you have gotten to the point where letting go of what isn't working is right there for you so that you can move on. You are not going to have problems with money. You are going to find you will learn how to think differently about money so that you can use it more effectively for yourself. But really, there's not going to be a major problem with money unless you really work hard at making it. You are going to always attract whatever it is that you need. It's just going to be there in one form or another. This is a year of opportunity for you. This is a year for you if you just are receptive and can look with a different, take off the blinders from the past and just, which I see you doing quite readily, and saying, I really have a wide open horizon here. The only limitation is what I am able really to perceive. And that is going to make this year one of the most dynamic years of your life because you're open and you're receptive. So don't be surprised if you find that someone gives you opportunities, says, well, I sure could use your help over here, or would you be open to doing some work for the group? And then you go and you do some work for somebody and they say, wow, you are so good. I want you to come in and do more for me. You say, well, let's talk about that. and things happen. I'm just looking at you blossoming, just beautifully. What's on your mind? What would you like to ask me today?
Well, a part of my question has to do with the location. Does this opportunity mean that I can move, or it requires a move?
It's going to be up to you, entirely up to you. If you want to move, if you want to put yourself into a different environment, you're going to be able to do it. This is no big intellectual thing. Utilize your practical self. If you decided that you wanted, let's say you were a computer specialist and you wanted to be in Silicon Valley, you'll be in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
You'll figure out some way to make that connection. And again, that's just an example that popped into my head.
Right.
So whatever it is for you, if you were in the fashion business and you decided you wanted to be in New York City and part of the, you know, be a part, right involved with the fashion industry on the main thoroughfare in New York, that's where you'd put yourself.
How about my family? Would they be ready, willing, and able to do that as well?
Of course.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that in a flippant manner. You are so down to earth, you'd be able to put together a plan and a formula, and they look at that and they go, wow. So it's your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's your opportunity. This is a year of opportunity. So I would just really give yourself the freedom to think through what it is that you really want there.
Okay. So the energies don't say one way or the other as to whether I'm in the right place, the right locale, because I kind of feel stuck energy since I've moved here, and my real
Nothing is stuck.
Okay.
What you're doing, you are creating something here because that's what you think you're supposed to be doing. You're not stuck. You're not stuck at all. It's you need to look at what is really most important to you, and it's not the place. I just think that you're ready to grow and expand. You're just ready to blossom.
Okay.
And it's that simple. It's like, and this is another silly analogy, but it's one that popped into my head. It's like someone who's been a size 22 for 25 to 30 years, and they become a size 8. And if you try to keep going to the big dress store, it's not going to work, is it?
No.
So you go into, you know, you go into a high-end store, and you find, I have all these little things I can try on. But maybe you walk out because you don't feel like you should be in this store because you've become so accustomed to another patterning. So, again, this is opportunity, dear. There is no one limiting you, absolutely nothing limiting you. But you're the one that has to use the practical aspect to see it and to have it realized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Am I making sense?
I guess my number one question was, is it practical for me to move? Because my heart keeps pulling me to Los Angeles, which is someplace I've lived before, and I'm wondering if that's practical.
My dear, you are one of the most practical human beings on the face of this earth. That is not even a question. That's not really a question you're asking. What you're really asking, it's not about the practicality of it. You can figure out the numbers. What you're asking yourself is what is it that is really calling to me? And is it because I want to go back to what I have known before? Or is it really that that is where I can see the opportunities are?
Right.
You have to be honest with yourself.
Yes. Well, that was definitely more accurate. I agree.
Well, you have a wonderful day, dear. We've got to go on break.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, I'm broadcasting from Fairbanks, Alaska. See, that's how simple it is. All you need to do is give me a buzz, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Now, before we go to break, I want to remind you, we have the Pacific Northwest Women's Show that's coming up. For those of you who are listening in the Northwest, I'm going to be there in booth 406. This is an event that's so dynamic. I just love being a part of it. And there's special things happening always this year, but the Donna Sebo Show is going to be featured on a stage on Friday the 27th. It's March 27th, 28th, and 29th. On the 27th, I'm going to be interviewing 5 dynamic, powerful women. We'll be talking about money, relationships, wellness. You're just so many wonderful things. And you're going to be able to interact with me and with the guest on the stage titled Girl Talk. And that is going to be going on, but so many other things. 500 vendors. Ladies, this is an event to just really get into. Bring your girlfriends, carpool in to the Quest Convention Center, the field. It is great. I'm in booth 406, and I'll be doing many consultations. Stop by, say hello. I'd love to meet you. We're taking a break now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Northwest Hospital and Medical Center, is a show that's all about you. With 500 exhibits, free seminars, free samples, fashion shows, Gilles Marini from this season's Dancing with the Stars, and Dr. Lisa Masterson from the hit show The Doctors, plus shopping with great women's show specials, March 27th through 29th at Questfield Events Center. Show information at nwwomensshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now, again, if you want to give me a buzz and chat, 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, and 888-815-9756, and that second number is worldwide. Anybody can call in from anywhere. And I do want to remind you, my guest that was scheduled tomorrow, where we were going to be talking about animals, she has had to go to a funeral in California. Her mother died yesterday. And she was calling me just prior to getting a flight to fly to California, and she's going to be attending her mother's funeral, so obviously she's not going to be on the air with me. So we're going to be rescheduling our guest, Dr. Diane Pomerantz. She is just a delightful lady, and we're going to be talking about dogs and all cats and all kinds of critters, but that'll be next month. We'll be rescheduling her. You know, sometimes life happens, and we just bounce with it. So it's going to be an open mic day for the entire hour. Yes. And then, again, give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And don't forget, put a red circle around the date, April 25th, which is a Saturday. I'm going to be teaching a class, Mind Vision, how we can power up power up ourselves, power up our lives, and power up our actions so we're going to be able to really do what we feel is most important for ourselves. This is an interactive workshop. It's going to be from 10 until 4, and lunch is going to be served as part of the package. It's going to be $95 if you, and I'll be giving, starting as soon as I get back in my office, I will be giving you the telephone number that you can call in to make reservations. And if you mention the Donna Sebo Show, then you'll get a $10 discount. So anyway, it's going to be a dynamic day. It's a very interactive kind of workshop, and I loved doing my workshop last year, and I was asked if I would especially devote some time to intuitive development. So that is going to be part of it. Okay, 877-876-5227-888-815-9756. Now, I want to get into a couple of signs, if I can, Leo and Virgo, for your spring horoscope. But before I do that, I want to talk about food. Food is so important in our lives. Obviously, anybody with 2 cents worth of observation realizes that. But it's what the value is of the food that you put into your mouth. Well, because of technology, we're finding more and more about these various foods that maybe for centuries in different cultures were valued highly, but we didn't understand why. And they didn't have our high-tech method, but they were good observers. And this is some information. It was sent to me by Lon, and he said, Donna, I think you're going to find people will, you know, he sent it via email. I said, yeah, they'll find this interesting. So I thought, okay, I will do that. I will share it, because if you're like me, you're always interested in expanding your level of knowledge so that you can take better care of yourself. Are you of a like mind? I'm glad you are. Now, in Asia, mushrooms are favored because they have particular earthy flavors, but also because they have therapeutic properties. Now, in ancient Chinese literature, there's all kinds of stories that have evolved over the centuries that there was a 1,000-year-old mushroom that when they came upon it, they would attain immortality. Well, there is a Dr. Mao who, when he was in Kunming, China, he happened to have the opportunity to go into an underground stalactite cave, and he was shown a reishi mushroom that measured 4 feet in diameter, and they carbon dated it to be 800 years old. Yes, this is the truth. Now, there apparently are over 100,000 varieties of mushrooms in existence, about, and there may be even more, but what we are able to have record on. And there's 700 of those 100,000 varieties that they know are edible. Now, some may say they have excellent anti-aging qualities. Now, these are some of the mushrooms that are highly recommended for wellness and health. Maitake, reishi, shiitake, and tree ear. I'm not familiar with the tree ear mushroom, but they have found that mushrooms as a fungi, and that's right, it's a fungi, they have a tremendous variety of nutrients. Now, it all depends on the type of mushroom, but the mushrooms contain amino acids, antioxidants, coumarin, polysaccharides, steroids, as well as other vitamins and minerals that work with the body's immunity. They say it lowers cholesterol, balances the blood sugar, and it protects your body because of the nutrients. So they said you can just check out your local health food stores, but don't forget to try oyster mushrooms, chanterelle, portobello. Portobellos are so good in sandwiches. Oh, yum. If you grill them, terrific. Or even truffles. Now, truffles are a little pricey, but you will find that there is a mushroom called the porcini mushroom, P-O-R-C-I-N-I. Now, there is a recipe that someone sent me regarding this, and I'm not going to go into it because I'm out of time. Oh, my goodness, how did that happen? It does. It just goes by so quickly. Well, I'll have to give you some of the astrological stuff tomorrow. I've got 5 signs still to cover. That's Leo, Virgo, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Well, in the interim, I'm going to be on a plane flying down to Anchorage, Alaska, and my broadcast will be coming live from the downtown area of Anchorage, Alaska tomorrow. So remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. Live life. Live it now. Don't wait for the better or tremendously super-duper opportune time. This is the moment you have. Be grateful for where you are. Be grateful for who you are, because you do make a difference. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBSRadio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.